Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And this is the first day of December. Shocking, isn't it, Lee?
Yes,
December,
it is.
This is like the fastest year I swear I've ever lived through. I don't know why. It just flew. Last year took forever. What a stressful year that was, right? I don't know. But
This has been pretty stressful, too, but for different reasons.
Yeah, I feel like I need, like, you know, 6 more months of 2021 to make it feel like, okay, I really had a year. But anyway, the other shocking thing about today, beside the fact, at least to me, maybe nobody else, that it's December 1st, is did you see if you looked at the weather?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm caught in a time-space warp or something. The high for tomorrow, it's going to be sunny tomorrow, by the way, 72.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, we'll take that because it's going to wind up getting colder again soon after that. So
the high for Friday, 75.
Right, yeah.
The high for Saturday, 72.
Mm-hmm.
So lovely. I mean, it's just, this is probably going to be the last time if you want to go out and do some outdoor thing as a family or whatever, hike or whatever. It's one of the things we like to do. This is a great weekend to do it.
Yeah, I got a car and a pickup truck to need washing, so.
Yeah, or do that too. That's good. So high of 66 today, 2% chance of rain. So it's going to be a nice day today. And so that makes it even harder to believe that it's the first day of December. But
welcome to December in South Carolina. We often get 70-degree days. It's not that unusual in December. So,
well, I wouldn't say often. But anyway, the weird thing about the South, since I've been a kid here, if there's a week of unusually cold weather or unusually hot weather, It literally 7 to 10 days later, it will boom around, and you'll have record lows or highs, whichever.
You are correct.
So be on the lookout for that. If you're, it has always done that since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Then it's supposed to get cold, but we'll see. It's supposed to be an extra cold winter, according to the Farmer's Almanac, and they are right 80% of the time. So maybe we're in the 20%. I don't know. Okay. Meanwhile, all of this going on, Jerome Powell, you know, we're in a real crisis. I mean, more than usual in our markets. If we can't get real information from the people at the top, for Jerome Powell to just come out, he's the head of the Fed, and flippantly say yesterday, transitory. We'll just retire that word.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, you did the news. You know how many times they used it.
Yeah.
It was a law of the universe, an article of faith. You could not go on television and say, it's not going to be transitory. Everybody would be like, wow, the Fed says, you got to believe that. It was repeated like a refrain over and over and over and over. And now he's like, didn't mean it. Sorry.
The word transitory, to many, it carries a sense of short-lived. We use it to mean that it won't leave a permanent mark.
No, you don't.
And what were you saying at the time about that, Tara?
Oh, let's see. Lies.
Yeah.
Lies.
Yeah.
Not transitory, especially, it's talking about inflation, especially when it came out and said, because remember, they asked them, Shockey and Powell and what's her face? Oh, the annoying little one with the mushroom haircut. What's
Yellen,
her name?
Janet Yellen.
Thank you. That one, the mushroom. I don't like her because she lies all the time, too. They specifically said transitory. It's like a few months, right? Like a few. So what's a few? Like three. Well, they're past that now, so they have to tell you the truth. I mean, and then you just gaff it up. And you got to ask yourself, what are they lying about now? Because that was a really big lie, that this inflation would go away. And nobody asks them, hey, you know, you got that so wrong. Should you resign, sir? I mean, you got that like 180 degrees. It's not like it was an off-the-cuff remark he made.
Yeah.
It was a talking point of the Biden administration and the Treasury Secretary and the Federal Reserve all summer. And all you get is, we'll just retire that word.
Yeah.
So you're on to lying about something else? I mean, what is, you cannot believe these people.
Yeah.
And nobody even blinks. Nobody even goes, hey, you know, should this guy really be managing the Fed? You know what the saddest part of the story is? He was a Trump appointee. That's the saddest part of the story.
Yeah. More of the swamp. The swamp was not fully drained, so.
And a lot of people don't understand this.
And now they're refilling it, so.
Yeah, they are. Because Trump had many terrible appointees. But the problem with a lot of these appointees is you got to get them past Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. So if you don't like these people who worked under Trump, understand he had to get them through the Senate.
You've also got to get somebody who's willing to be nominated, who's willing to do the job, who's willing to, you know, to go out there and do this and, of course, deal with the pressures both from within the administration and from outside the administration. So I think there's a lot of very qualified people who would actually have some good policy who are saying, no, I'm not doing that. Forget it.
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
Mm. Terrible news with the school shooting.
Oh.
15-year-old sophomore kills three students in Michigan High School. Texter's got a point on this. I get, kind of interesting. Something badly wrong with our morals when we can release the names of children who are killed but can't name the child arrested for slaughtering them.
Yeah, I
get legally why, but I'm looking at the pictures of those kids and it breaks my heart.
Well, and I was listening in on some of the Fox News coverage this morning, and they were saying that there was a high school linebacker that was killed, one of the young men. He was actually trying to disarm the shooter.
Mm. Wow. You just send your kids off to school every day, give them a hug, because you just never know.
And I want to make another point here since we're talking about this. And excuse me for going off on a tangent here, Tara, but I think there's something interesting going on in this country politically. The new mayor of New York City is a strong on crime and strong on police mayor. Guess what just happened in Atlanta? They just had a runoff for mayor. Guess who won? And Andre Dickens, who actually campaigned on law and order. Now, he's a Democrat, but he campaigned on law and order. So I think that there's something going on here. When you've got some of the largest metropolitan areas in the country where they are bastions of liberal progressive voters, and you get law and order mayors that get elected.
And the interesting part of this is the Democrat part. These are all Democrats.
Yes, these are Democrats that are campaigning on law and order. So that's got to tell you something, that this stuff about defunding the and all these defund the police movements, those are getting knocked down by voters, too. So I hope these Democrats keep running nationally on let's do away with bail. Let's defund the police. Let's have social workers do policing. And I hope they keep running on that. I hope they keep running on it.
I do to an extent, but it also covers up that nationally, the Democrats are still on the last chapter. When you have straight-faced last week, a member of the squad saying to Axios, oh, yeah, we should totally release.
Yeah.
We should totally release all the federal inmates. And this is a liberal Axios reporter, okay? Mm-hmm. He's not conservative. And he's like, all of them? And she's like, yeah. I'd have to look at their cases. And she's like, he's like, you know, you sponsored a bill and championed it to release them all. And she's like, no, I didn't. He's like, yeah, you did. It would release everyone in federal prison. She's like, nah, I didn't do that. I'd have to look at the individual cases. And he's like, well, but the bill says all of them.
Yeah.
So this is the level of radical that we're still dealing with at the national level. So it's awesome, as you're saying, like that these Democrats that are law and order are now getting through primaries because, you know, people are terrified, I guess, to walk the streets in blue areas. But if they do it at the national level, you know what I mean?
The point I'm making, though, is that I think that in these metropolitan areas, people are waking up to what the consequences are of liberal progressivism. And they are deadly for the public.
Yeah.
They're deadly, literally deadly.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, when you have a single 30% in a single year, 30% increase, largest ever recorded since we started keeping crime stats, according to NPR, largest since we ever started keeping crime stats, 30% increase in homicides. And that's all in blue areas. Some blue areas are driving this. And some of it in red, I guess, because some of it's here, too, in South Carolina. That's not good. I mean, that is a real disruption to life. Property values and everything.
Yep.
So it's a problem. So, but, you know, all of the, I'm telling you, all this came out of the summer of love.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's when it all started.
Yep.
You could date it back to there, and you could see everything dive after that, from arrest stats in these big blue cities to police officers leaving, retiring early. And that's just, it just all was a snowball rolling down the hill. And you can't blame law enforcement, you know?
No.
This is the Democrat leadership. So you're right. I'm glad that that is happening.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Little Eye of the Tiger. Yeah, you know who's got the Eye of the Tiger right now? Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. Whole country may live in Florida by the end of the Biden regime. I don't know. But he gave a speech that was very Trumpian, but managed to pull it off in such a way that he did not become an object of derision. I absolutely loved it. I can't believe he did it, but I absolutely love it. Asking this question, how can a guy with a very long history of pro-Black Lives Matter, pro-Biden, pro-Democrat, anti-white, anti-police, hate speech, all over his social media, and it was bad. I'm not going to read it to you again. Within 2 days of the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, go on a murderous rampage. And we're like, not terror talk. Let's talk about something else. How does that happen? You know, there was a great comparison to this. I was in some crosstalk on Fox News. Do you remember the Boston bombing? The Boston Marathon bombing? I mean, do you remember the coverage of the Boston Marathon bombing? I went on for years. It was extensive and unending. Especially when it was found that the bombers had a pro-Islamic, anti-American animus. How many died in that? Do you know? Three? How many just died in Wisconsin? We're up to six. One of them was a beautiful little boy. If you watch mainstream media, you might not know that happened. The child died. Where's the coverage? This is a terror. This is a terror attack to kill twice as many. Where's the coverage? It's gone. No, I was just, it was an SUV. It was a car. It just the car just went off to the side. It was, folks, if a Trump supporter had written the equivalent, we all know this, on their social media, in the voluminous number of posts they had, that's all we would need. We wouldn't need any official saying, oh, no, I was just an SUV, it went off track. Media wouldn't need that. Terror attack. Now contrast the killing in Wisconsin, which I would argue was a terror attack. It's a politically based terror attack. With January 6th. How many people died January 6th, do you know? Well, the media had to make up a law enforcement death in order to have one. Turns out they lied about that. They never confirmed it because it didn't happen. The Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, died of natural causes. But they had to make up a death in that one in order to make it sound serious. And look at the volume of the coverage. Now we have an actual political attack. Clearly political attack. It's like it didn't happen. And it's amazing when you look at it, what the media can turn into a terror attack and how they can simply gaff one off. This is almost, and they have a history of doing this. Remember the Pulse nightclub shooting? Oh, that was because he was gay. He was a frustrated gay man and he'd been jilted or something. Yeah, that's it. Just don't look over here. The guy called 911 and was emphasizing, I am with ISIS. I'm with Al-Qaeda. I'm killing these people. This is an Islamic terror attack. Hello? We didn't know for a year. FBI came and scooped up the 911 tapes. So we couldn't know. Kept them in violation of Freedom of Information Act laws because FBI, they break the law all the time. It is astonishing how the media can make a terror attack go away and that we cannot talk about it as a country and what caused it, which happens to be the same media. But Ron DeSantis did. Boy, did he ever. You got to hear this clip. It is the most epic of epic rants because he nails it. If he keeps going this way, he might wake up and find that he's the president.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Serious question. Why is the Boston Marathon bombing considered a terror attack, but the Wisconsin Christmas parade killing is not? Wisconsin killer racked up 6 kills, including a beautiful little boy. In fact, the beautiful little boy killed in the Boston Marathon bombing. It's become one of the icons of that bombing. Child that was killed. Brutality of the killer. Why is one a terror attack and the other an SUV accident? Why? This is what we do. This is how we lie to ourselves. When the media went, oops, somebody took our rhetoric a little too seriously. They should have realized we were lying. Ron DeSantis. Yeah, and by the way, everybody's been very quiet on this. Why is January 6th, the worst terror incident in the United States of America, and like nobody died except one of the protesters? But this is not. You know what the irony is? You know what really kills me here? Do you realize there was a Capitol Police officer murdered? You know that, right? If you ask the average American, in the beginning of 2021, was a Capitol Police officer murdered? They tell you yes by Trump supporters, but it didn't happen. The media made that up. They literally made it up, claimed they had confirmed it with the Capitol Police. They could have confirmed no such thing because it never happened. They all lied to you in mass to create a death. We have fake Russia collusion, fake deaths, fake terror attacks. It's all fake. But a Capitol Police officer was murdered. It was a horrific incident. You probably heard almost nothing about it, which is what happens. A jacked up Louis Farrakhan Black Lives Matter supporter rammed a barrier, ran him over, and when that didn't do it, he stabbed him to death. Wow, that's bloody. And the officer died? Mm-hmm. Did you hear about that? It happened. The only officer murdered this year in Washington, D.C., Capitol Police officer, was killed by a left-wing Black Lives Matter Joe Biden supporter, and you would never know it. Their rhetoric is moving them to kill. There, I said it. The media's rhetoric is moving them to kill, and it is happening more often. This is a problem. We need to discuss it as a society before something really bad happens. They need to discuss it in the newsrooms. Perhaps they could try a little harder to get their news reports correct. Perhaps they shouldn't run narratives that leave people to believe that police officers are brutally murdering Black people for no reason across the country when that happens somewhere between 10 and 12 times a year that an unarmed Black man is shot dead by police. That's too many, but there are 50 states. That is not an epidemic. And it's only gotten better. It was 36 just a few years ago. It's declining. It's not going any other way, but you wouldn't know that to watch the media's rhetoric, and it's costing people their lives. And Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, absolutely nailed that. I could totally see this guy as president if we could get a fair election. It's today's first epic rant.
Is that how it works? The SUVs, they just drive by themselves? This just kind of happened? And they say, oh, this was a big accident. You never actually hear the discussion about who committed this. What was the motivation? This guy was a career criminal, let out on, didn't really have any bail, basically, should not have even been on the street, had clear anti-white animus, and this was an intentional act. And it seems like, you know, for corporate press, they're more apt to characterize a parent who goes to a school board meeting to protest bad policies as a domestic terrorist than somebody who intentionally rams an SUV into a crowd of innocent people. So you have at least 6 have died. You have many more that have been injured. I know many people are in the hospital. And so let's just be clear. This was not a car just driving in. This was an attack by a felon who did that, who should not have been on the street. And we'll see what the actual motivation was. It very well may have been in response to what happened with Kyle Rittenhouse. And you have to wonder if that's the case. Almost assuredly, this guy's view of Rittenhouse was colored by all these media lies. He brought a rifle across state lines. That's a lie. They said that the initial altercation with Jacob Blake, that Blake was unarmed. That's a lie. They covered up Blake's criminal history. And then they said that Rittenhouse shot. And first of all, when you're self-defense. It doesn't matter, you know, kind of what race. But they would say that he shot. Most people didn't know that he shot three white people. People thought. So that's what the media has been doing. And they tend to point a target on law enforcement's back. But this is just wrong. And these lies have got to stop. And if it doesn't fit your narrative, sweeping the facts under the rug is not doing the service that people deserve. It is what we expect, unfortunately, from a lot of these places, but it's wrong. And I think the way they've treated law enforcement across the board over the last 2 years has been an absolute disgrace. So let's just be clear. They are not wanting to cover this Wisconsin thing for what it is. They are not wanting the facts to come out the way they are because the facts do not support their narrative. And it's all about pursuing partisan narratives.
Bingo. And it was a terror attack. I set the alarm on my phone for today to remind myself to cover it because I knew they would have buried it by now because they caused it. Look, you go back through this guy, and I have extensively, social media posts. Two things stick out. He believed their narrative about Black Lives Matter. He did. He believed all of it. He thought black people were under siege. In a weird way, he was a victim. This is a guy with a clearly very weak mind. This is a guy who probably needed more mental help than he got. And this is exactly the kind of person that the mainstream media preys upon. And they did. And they buried it, just like I said they would. So just go back and remember. Even today, you'll still hear retrospectives on the Boston bombing. And remember, three people died because of an Islamic ideology. Six died in Wisconsin. Because of a Black Lives Matter ideology that is based largely on falsehood and media spin. And yet somehow that's not a terror attack. It's not a terror attack. And you know what? If this had been a Trump supporter who was mad about something, and the police chief, because the police chief, who is a Black Lives Matter supporter himself, is a big liberal, and he had all his officers kneel in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. So that's where he's coming from. So he's playing the game. He's playing the game. No, I don't know what could have caused. Well, anybody who reads a social media post know what happened here. And that wouldn't have slowed the media down one iota if it was one of us. But it's never one of us. It's always one of them. It's always covered up. So again, I don't understand why the Boston bombing is a story and this is not. But I do know this. It's going to happen again. That rage is still out there. It's still fake, but it's still simmering. And you know what that rage is about? Can I just say this? Because I thought a lot about this over the break, so I have time to think about stuff. I got to say this to you, if you're white, if you're black. The elites don't think in terms of right or left. They want us to, but they don't. They think in terms of money and dollars. That's their religion. It's their morality system. They may have some political beliefs on the side if they have time for that, but that's not how they think. It's how we think. Because we don't have what they have. And they invent this race stuff to split the biggest floating voting block in America down the middle. And that is the middle to lower middle class voting block. If we voted together in our economic interest, they would be done. And we started to do that with Trump, and it scared the lights out of them. They have only one moral and philosophical belief of any importance, and that is to depress the wages of all. And let me tell you what. The thing we have most in common in this country is the effect of that. We're seeing it right now in the prices of grocery store and the silent struggle that nobody wants to talk about. That matters. The color of your skin pales in comparison to that. It didn't once. Not a civil rights era. I get that. We got a bad history in this country, but we live in the now, not then. And they want to talk about the then because they sure don't want to talk about right now. And that's why this got buried. And they want to keep us divided so they can make us poor and poor and poor and poor because their largest expense is wages. That's their religion. That's their morality. There is no white right or left with these people. None. And they want you walking around enraged. They don't want you to know what Bill Barr said. The number of unarmed men, period, black or white in this country, was less than 20 last year that were shot by the police. And there were more white ones than black ones. There you go. Now, let's talk about something that actually matters. What they're doing to your wages, what they did to your wages for 20 years, how they robbed you blind. And they got no answer for it, so they just scream racist. And every day they divide us from voting in our own economic interest is another day they win and another day the poorer that we get. And another day that Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, laughs as he says, oh, did I say transitory? Did I say inflation was transitory? Silly me, I didn't mean that. Good luck at the grocery store. Well, it seems like there's everything is going up, right? Prices and whatnot. Is there anything good that's going up? Well, this maybe. Not sure why. New survey? We use child-friendly terms on the show. More people are playing the piano than were 10 years ago. Not sure why. Maybe you can enlighten me in a family-friendly way on the text line. I'm not even taking calls on this. I don't even dare. 71307 is the text line. Yeah. More people having more of it. Quality weekly piano playing time. So all of this going up in the last decade, including those who play piano a lot. There's a lot more of them now. Wonder what's up with that. Unfortunately, they never ask the question you want the answer to in the survey. So we don't know, which is why. I don't know. Lockdown? More people working at home? Lunch break now until something it never did when there was a break room. All right. I'll stop while I'm still ahead. Meanwhile, and I knew this when I was a young mom. I tell you what. Babies start to develop a sense of humor when they're 1 month old. Crash had such a developed sense of humor. He would make these noises that were hysterical. Like he was asking a question and we would laugh. And I guess he learned from that and he would do it. He was just the funniest little monkey. He'd go, huh? In the middle of a conversation from the baby carrier in the back. We'd die laughing. And we swore he was joking with us, but we couldn't prove it. Well, now here you go. Babies start to develop a sense of humor when they're just 1 month old. So if you think newborn babies find you funny, they may. A new study found babies that young literally are starting to develop their senses of humor. You ever seen them just laugh and go, oh, nothing cuter than a kid laughing. Anyway, and around 50% of kids will have the mental acuity to start trying to make you laugh by the time they're 11 months old. So pretty cool for the kids. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texture rates. You would think all Americans, especially liberals, would want to know and want accountability where all our billions and trillions of tax money has gone. Another texter writes, I think the bottom line is what we have experienced is a coup that took over our capital. The administration is 100% illegitimate, needs to be removed. None of these conversations should be taking place. That's the big divide in America. That used to be a radical point of view. It's not. It's held by 40% of Republicans and about a third of liberals. Let's see. where do we go? If I was a Democrat and wanted to federalize health care, it would be easier if it was bankrupted by lawsuits and people were begging for a solution. Yeah. Texture rates. And in the meantime, we left billions of dollars worth of military armaments overseas to be used against us. Epstein Island has not been solved. And all these things are just swept under the rug. There is a new narrative. Now, the texture rates about the Wisconsin Christmas Parade terror attack. You are correct, Tara. It was buried. As a combat veteran, if I would have done this, I'd be constantly in the news. Just six is Jay from Inman. Yep, we never talk about the biggest problems we have in this country. We never talk about what's real. We spend endless amount of time debating what is not. It's what you'll find in dysfunctional families who talk about everything under the sun, but what really matters. That's the nature of their dysfunction. Our country is much the same way, at least right now. Texter writes, there is an epidemic of lies and people putting their blinders on and not stating the truth. Another texter writes, Tara, aren't we all fed up with our three-letter agencies and legacy media apparently acting in ways that look like they are traitors, acting against the good of the average taxpayer with voting irregularities? What can we do about it all? Wow, that is a discussion for another segment when I have more than 40 seconds left. Texter writes, I know, well, I'm not going to read that one. Texter writes, it's the art of war with the communist goals to conquer America. We are extremely divided. It's only a matter of time. Yes, to keep the peace, I think we're going to have to divide further, probably into regions. Maybe just Florida. We'll all live there. I don't know. Texter writes, here with so many job openings, I have a hard time giving to certain charities because almost everyone now can get a job. I mainly give to St. Jude because disease does not discriminate. And finally, skip that one. Texter writes, great rant, Tara. Thank you very much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.